Thanks for tuning in. This is Nick McNamara here with On the Line on the phone. We can't make it in person today, unfortunately, but we have on the line Deputy Commanding Officer Support Colonel Jeffrey A. Norman. Sir, thanks for calling in.
Pleasure to be here today. Thanks so much for hosting us.
And we also have Major Doug Sharp on the line with us, too. Thanks for calling in as well, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Well, good morning. And first of all, let's just start with Colonel Norman, and then we'll go over to Major Sharp. But could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your role in the 1st Infantry Division is?
Yeah, Nick, it's an honor. So I'm the Deputy Commanding Officer for Support here at Fort Riley, Kansas. And the parts of the organization that I help supervise include our sustainment, our maintenance, and our supply areas. I'm also assisting in making sure that our units are trained and ready to deploy. And one of the important areas that I've been involved in recently is Operation Victory Wellness.
Very good. And Major Sharp, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as well.
This sounds good. I'm Major Doug Sharp, and my role at the division is I'm the Division Operations Research Analyst, which basically means I use engineering and scientific techniques to help senior leaders make decisions, solve problems, and I assess division operations to ensure we're on the path to success.
Very good. And Colonel Norman, you mentioned very briefly before Operation Victory Wellness, and that's going to be a big topic for us here today. And so let's get a little bit more into it. Tell us about the operation, and starting with you, Colonel, what's your role in it?
So my role is to assist soldiers and all those here in 1st Infantry Division make Operation Victory Wellness a success. And by that, I mean ensuring that people know about Operation Victory Wellness, that all of the components of Victory Wellness are in place and synchronized and available to all of our soldiers and leaders here on Fort Riley and in the 1st Infantry Division.
And what are some of those major elements of the operation itself?
Yeah, great question. So I think first and foremost, I should mention that the purpose of Operation Victory Wellness is about focusing on helping people to thrive, to help them become individually stronger and more resilient, and to build an even more cohesive team, and where people feel valued and respected, and where they know that their leaders genuinely care for them. And so there are four key components to Operation Victory Wellness. The first is a week-long event that normally happens twice a year, and we call those Victory Action Weeks. And that involves leaders from the very top of an organization to involve everybody. We have Victory Wellness Foundation Days, which normally happen once a month, that provide leaders a chance to get to know their soldiers better, build teams, reach out to those soldiers' family members to ensure that we're in touch with loved ones who may or may not be here at Fort Riley, Kansas. And again, to build teams. We have wellness mornings, Victory Wellness mornings, which give individuals a chance to become individually stronger. And then a really important component, the fourth component, are our Victory Wellness checks, which are 45-minute to hour-long counseling sessions that every soldier here at Fort Riley, Kansas goes through once a year. Everybody from our commanding general, a two-star general, down to the newest private here at Fort Riley.
Wow, it's very expansive. It makes me wonder, Major Sharp, how does your job bring you into the mix with Operation Victory Wellness?
Well, that's an excellent question. So I'm in charge of the team that evaluates Operation Victory Wellness. So what I basically do is I manage the assessment metrics process, which gives us indicators of how the program is doing as we're going along. I use those indicators to report on how the program is doing overall, what our strengths are, what is going right, what is not going right, and what our weaknesses are. And based on those strengths and weaknesses, I provide recommendations to leadership on what we can add to or subtract from the program that would maximize our effect and ensure we stay in line with our program objectives. So basically, I'm the person that goes along, measures how well we're doing, looks at what the soldiers are saying, looks at the feedback from the units, and gives recommendations on how we can improve the program or what things we should sustain or get rid of to make the program a success.
And I think folks at home who have experience or even don't have experience with the 1st Infantry Division or the Army in general understand that warfighting training is a big part of being a soldier. How does Operation Victory Wellness tie into that training?
Yeah, it's a great point and a great question. And ultimately, Operation Victory Wellness is about success in combat. Strong and resilient men and women who are disciplined, holistically fit, and part of cohesive teams win in combat. So fundamentally, Operation Victory Wellness is about building our readiness, making us prepared to deploy and succeed wherever the nation may send us. And so we think that it's important that everyone here at Fort Riley, Kansas, and in the 1st Infantry Division understands that this is designed to make them stronger, make their team stronger, and make them ready to deploy and fight and win.
And I think everyone's well aware that there's a lot of 1st Infantry Division soldiers around the world, especially in Europe. And I'm curious, how does Operation Victory Wellness continue to operate in Europe? Is it still conducted overseas?
It is. And so I'll give you a quick sense for what our folks overseas are doing. And as you know, we've got folks in Europe primarily. We have them in Germany and Poland and in other places in Europe. And our creative leaders that are deployed right now have figured out great ways to take those four components of Operation Victory Wellness and do them while they're deployed. So they're doing Victory Wellness Foundation Days, where they're building strong teams and reaching out to next of kin and making their units more cohesive. They're doing Victory Action Weeks that take a number of days and involve everyone from the very top to everyone across the formation. And so there are good resources in a number of locations in Europe where our soldiers are deployed, and our leaders and soldiers in those locations are taking full advantage of what's available to them. So they're able to do Operation Victory Wellness even when deployed.
And I think we're coming up on about a year or so now that the operation has been in effect. It's been being conducted. And I'm curious, starting with Major Sharp, how do you feel it's working?
So that's an excellent question, sir. So Operation Victory Wellness is a constantly evolving cultural change with the intention of keeping people connected at its core. And when you're talking about measuring the long-term benefits of cultural change, it can take a long time to really measure the benefits. But the one thing we are seeing are indicators of improvement in several areas. And I think based on some of the more subjective feedback we get from the population, that the program is definitely on track. As I mentioned before, we focus a lot of our assessment on soldiers and how those soldiers perceive their leadership and their teams. We learned that program success is closely tied to how engaged leaders are and how much they care. And steadily, there's an increase in positive perceptions of leadership from the subordinates and the soldiers and the civilians alike. And there's an increase in feelings of how much leaders care about their subordinates or their soldiers that work for them. I think as these perceptions increase and subordinates and their family members engage in these programs and benefit for them, we're going to start to see more dramatic changes in the really hard metrics that reflect that cultural change over time. But at this point, the subjective metrics we're getting, the subjective feedback from the units and the population is very positive, especially how they view their leadership and how they view their teams.
And Colonel Norman, I'm curious about your perspective as well on how the operation's playing out a year in.
Absolutely. I'm really optimistic. Cautiously optimistic, though. The question, I guess, fundamentally is it having an impact? And I would say absolutely yes. So as Major Sharp mentioned, there are a number of things where we think Operation Victory Wellness will lead to improvements or increases in things like our training scores and our readiness indicators and things that we can measure objectively. And we're optimistic that we're starting to see some of those things trending in a positive direction. But most importantly is that the topic that Major Sharp mentioned about trust and cohesion, and about the assessment by soldiers who are able to report an increased sense of leaders who care. Because we know that as leaders are engaged in the program, and leaders really are engaged here, we're seeing real positive impacts. So I'm optimistic that it's working. I think we've got both subjective and objective measures that show it's having a positive effect. But as Major Sharp mentioned, this is about affecting cultural change, and some of those take longer than others. And we're aware that we may it may take a while for the full positive impacts of this to come to fruition, but we're dedicated to stay the course and evolve the program to make it the absolute best it can be for our soldiers.
Colonel Norman, Major Sharp, appreciate the time today. And it's usually this part of the interview I like to turn it over to our guests just to give you an opportunity to expand on anything that you may have been wishing I would ask, or if you just have anything else you want to add to the conversation.
Well, great. So, Nick, I really appreciate the opportunity for Major Sharp and I to speak with you today. And most importantly, we want to thank you and the AMAN team for giving us an opportunity to share some of the things that we're doing here at Fort Riley and within the 1st Infantry Division. This is an amazing community around Fort Riley, and we feel really a part of the community. And what your station is doing to help us stay connected is absolutely essential. So thanks for the opportunity to share some of what's going on here, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.